The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I mean, and you talk about a key moment. I mean, it's the simplest of plays. And he just...
I don't even know what he did.
He blew it.
It was hard to tell. He just kind of was off balance.
He wasn't even off balance. He just...
He was leaning back as he was throwing. I mean, I don't know what the hell was going on with that.
But it gives the Astros some life, and then Altuve walks, and boom, you're in business. So, and Brantley with another big hit. Brantley's the man. And that's the guy in the postseason I want up there all the time. I mean, he's their guy.
Apparently, the Earl Thomas thing not happening with the Texans.
Yeah, and from what I heard...
Was his brother in the meeting?
No.
Stop. That was a Hoffman joke.
What I've heard is that maybe Mama McNair, you know, decided that she didn't want it. And now... suddenly, someone named McNair cares about football, and they're making football decisions all of a sudden.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. Well, it's really hour number two, but it feels like hour number two, but it really is hour number three. Well, we had Astros, so we didn't start till after five. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. And if you missed the first hour, that's some of what you missed. Talked a little Astros. Talked a little Monday Night Football. Talked a little Earl Thomas. Talked a little parrots cussing at you. And, yeah, guys throwing Bibles. That's pretty much it.
What a day.
Yeah. I think that's it for the news, though, right? I mean, we hit the important stuff.
I think so. We talked about the guy breaking his wife out of prison.
Yeah, yeah.
That was important.
Uh-huh. Did you preview Yankees Indians yet, like every other ESPN show has to do?
No. I said...
good pitching matchup.
Yeah, good pitching matchup. That's all I said.
Did you see what Lamar Jackson said about the Chiefs? Said their defense is basically their kryptonite.
Yeah.
He's right. I don't know that I like admitting that. But the other big star, we didn't get into this too much. Apparently, Eric Bieniemy went nuts last night on the sideline, and Jets fans everywhere are wanting him hired immediately.
I think a lot of teams' fans want him hired immediately.
Yeah, including the ones right here.
Fans, yeah.
I would trade O'Brien. And oh, can't trade a number one because O'Brien already traded it. But that guy's going to be a really good coach for somebody. But I hope it's better than the Jets. I hope he gets a better job than the Jets.
I hope so too.
Because you know there are places you can go, and it's just going to be an abject failure. I don't think you can succeed in New York right now. 6:04. Of course, you probably had a couple the first hour when we weren't here. So I don't know if that counts as a debut.
I don't know. I don't know if I did or not. I don't think I did. It's my first since I've been. I went to Truth Barbecue for lunch.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, amazing.
The truth, right?
Yeah, it's the truth. And I had a lot of fatty brisket, and it's given me a slight indigestion. So that's what that's from. I haven't even had an energy drink today.
And I haven't been there in a while. I think it was pre-Rona was the last time I went. So I think
you're due.
Yeah. Not that I want to burp on air, but
it's worth it.
I think it. So as if 2020 weren't bad enough, we've got this brain-eating amoeba in the water, which is the new thing.
But it says it's not a problem in Houston,
right? Which is what we care about.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like the Rona thing. We can only worry about what you know.
Yeah, we worry about our people.
Yeah,
you know,
we can't worry about everybody.
But I don't know. You go to New Mexico sometimes. You grew up there. Apparently,
I've been there a long. Well, I went there once to train, and that's about it.
Apparently, it's tarantula season there now.
Oh, I don't like that.
So just because, we used to have a pet tarantula when I was a kid.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Gross.
We went, I didn't mess with it. My brother had it. He'd let it crawl all over him. To me, I've seen too many movies where they use those to scare the hell out of you. I'm told it's just like a bee bite, but I don't want to get stung by a bee either.
I don't either.
I don't go out of my way to do that. But we did this on the Twitch, but I know the Rona's getting bad elsewhere, but I do have a non-pedo positive Rona update of the day for you.
Okay.
That's okay.
I'll hear it.
Only 286 new cases yesterday.
Okay.
Again, the trend has been, it's been going down significantly now for weeks, and it's now bottomed out to where we've had less than 1,000 new cases for almost 10 days now per day. Which again, still, it's not great. Because we were talking on Twitch about it. Like in Ontario, they had 700 new cases and they're all panicking, talking about locking down again. And that's
New York's getting bad again.
Yeah. Which, I don't know that they can handle another full on shutdown, but they certainly can't handle another explosion. And I mean, right now, I still think what we're doing appears to be working. So, everybody keep doing it, man. But don't start thinking because these numbers are going down, it's a hoax and this stuff's, just keep wearing your mask and social distancing and being cool. And hopefully, because these are numbers that, unfortunately, we're going to have cases. There's no way around it. But I think these are numbers we can live with and still have things.
Right.
But we're not going to be able to do it if everybody starts going nuts again. I'm trying to find my takeaways here from tmc.edu because they're not on. They're hard to find, but when they, those are really useful too because they kind of tell you, here's what's happening. Yeah, TMC key takeaways. This is according to the effective reproduction rate. Well, it's 100% for Pat Mahomes, but for Greater Houston, it's 0.64. 19th day below 1, which means the virus spread is decreasing. And last week was 0.70. Yesterday, 286 new people were reported as testing positive. So last week, it was 373 new cases a day. Last month, it was 1,415. So can we all, pat yourself on the back? Not your friend. Don't pat your friend on the back,
right?
Because you might spread the disease. But current 7-day average for testing positivity rate is 3.4% for Texas Medical Center Hospital Systems. Last week, also 3.4. Last month, 5.7. And they admitted 78 new patients yesterday compared to 78 a day last week, 88 a day last month. And ICU is only 83% full. So there you go. Those are positive numbers for our area. Now, if anyone out there can give me a website like that for like Beaumont, Port Arthur that I can use, probably not going to be as good as the Texas Medical Center's website. But yeah, I'd like to be able to give those guys an update too, because we care about them. And maybe just on 92.5, I could give Sugarland and Katie an update because we care about them.
Yeah.
We care about them too. God, we care about a lot of people now. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody asked, why are bars closed in when restaurants remain open? That's still ridiculous. Now, most bars are opening as restaurants now, which isn't really fair that they have to do that. But
a food truck outside prevents the spread of coronavirus.
Well, the thing is, and I've said this all along, like your neighborhood bar is fine, especially if they're doing everything right and you're sitting, especially now while the weather's nice and you got people outside sitting socially distanced, wear your mask to order, stuff like that, all very simple, then that's fine. The problem in the beer, the breweries, all fine. What's not fine is these places that have 800 people in there, clubs basically.
Right.
Those are different, and everybody's in there dancing, they're all close, and then people start getting drunk and not paying attention. And that's where you start having problems like that. So I don't think those should have ever been treated the same. But I don't get to make those calls. I'm not Lena Hidalgo in a mask. I mean, I probably could be in my mask if I just kind of fixed my hair a little bit different.
I don't
different.
Think so.
No?
I think that you guys, the body would give it away.
We're just doing headshots.
You would just be like a floating head on television?
Pretty much, yeah.
What about the voice?
No.
She would say it was a thick mask?
That's the only flaw in her game is her voice.
Okay.
I mean, her politics are a flaw in her game as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, the voice is a real, it's like Minnie Mouse. So somebody's asking, did you guys do the early look at the lines yet? No, we haven't had a chance to. Because,
we've not.
But we can do that next segment.
All right.
I have no problem with that. Of course, now we have to factor COVID into the NFL, which there's talk they may move that Steelers-Titans game to Monday night. I already liked the Steelers a lot in that game.
Yeah, I did too.
Kind of feel like I like them a lot more now for all the reasons we talked. We were joking about the Texans and how, but Vikings might not be able to practice. And, so I think that's an advantage for the Steelers, but we'll see. That may be one that gets pushed away.
Looks like there is Aaron Judge, 2-run homer.
Ooh.
In the top of the first, so
are off to a good start. Yeah, it's 2-0.
The great
2-0.
Shane Bieber down 2-0 already. Look at that.
Yeah. That is not good.
That raises his ERA to like 0.42.
Well, it's always funny how dominating the regular season.
Yep.
One big swing and whoops.
And by the way, the Indians giving up 2 runs, they probably already lost this game.
Well,
I don't know
you
if
know
the Indians
though,
have ever scored more than 2 runs in a game this season. That's I'm not sure.
And you know, but maybe you get not so good Garrett Cole too.
Maybe.
713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. And yeah, so the White Sox won. Am I correct on that?
White Sox won. Rays winning in the 7th. It is 1-0 in the top of the 7th.
This 3-game series scares the hell out of me if I'm a team like the Rays, because I know I'm good enough. And the Yankees, same thing. I know I'm good enough to go deep, but anything can go wrong for 2 games.
Well, the Yankees are healthy right now.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankees are better than a 4 seed. You know, they're not.
Right.
Your standard, you know, they didn't sneak into the playoffs, and they didn't win their division, but with the team that they're fielding currently today, they probably would have. They just didn't have that team most of the year.
Right, right. So, but to me, a 2 out of 3.
It is scary.
Because one,
I wish it would always be that way. I liked that in the NBA when they did the best of 5 early.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, makes it a little more interesting. Because
that sounds so unlike you, because you always want the best teams to win.
Yeah, but a 1-8, like, I don't need 4 games of it. I don't need to see.
Well, yeah, that's fair. You don't need seven-game series or a 5-game series.
And if they can't win 3 out of 5, then they weren't that good anyway, you know? It drives me crazy that we have to play out these long-ass series that I've got just no interest in. That's what.
Okay, yeah, that's fair, because
that's more on my brand. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, because I think if it were the Warriors losing in the first round of a three or losing a three
they
game series,
lose in a 3-game series,
somebody could get lucky for 2 games. It's less likely in basketball, obviously, than it is here. But you know, it wouldn't be ridiculous if the Dodgers somehow lost 2 games here because
wouldn't
they
be.
Played 2 bad games.
Yep.
So I think that makes it appealing.
You know what else is appealing? Texas Star Grill Shop. Well, I mean, it's not as appealing, but the grills that they have are appealing, and the food that you can make on the grills are that's extremely appealing. Like I said, I had some barbecue today. Oh my God, it was heavenly, and it makes me want to smoke something this weekend. I've already said I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm pulling the trigger, smoking a turkey breast this weekend, and I'm going to do it on my Pits and Spits wood pellet grill that I got from right there at Texas Star Grill Shop. And it is a fine, fine piece of machinery. There's some of those pellet grills that when you touch them, you're like, this isn't heavy duty. How long is this going to last me? How well is this going to control heat? Because it doesn't feel like it's super thick metal. That Pits and Spits, that's a man's grill right there. You know that bad boy's holding that heat, and it is raring to go. They've got a ton of great grills. Kamado Joe's been very popular. They've got all those. They've got the Traeger. They've got Memphis, Napoleon. They can even help you put together an outdoor kitchen. They've got a fourth location coming in October, but for right now, you can check them out in Houston, Katy, and Spring. Free delivery and assembly, and of course, you can always find them online for the fall grill sale going on now at TexasStarGrillShop.com.
The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
This fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal Box of Awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. I love the Age, which is an aging kit for your favorite booze. They've got something for everybody, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. I'm looking forward to the Flip, a gorgeous folding knife made from Damascus steel. To get started, take a quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in and want to take an early look at the lines here.
Let's do it.
Because I was with you on one, and now I don't know if that game's even going to happen. Thursday night thriller, Denver Broncos, New York Jets. Some guy named Rippon starting a quarterback for the Broncos. And it's not Mark Rippon, who they should have dug up.
I think it's his nephew, honestly.
Well, it's a pick 'em.
Total 41?
40.
40. An under feels like the play here. One of my favorite NFL plays last week was the team total on the Jets under 17. They scored 7, and that was – they never really came close to scoring again. So if I had to make a play on this game, it's the under.
If you made me pick a side for like a pool or something you're trying to do, I'll take the Broncos.
Same.
But I don't
feel great about it.
No, I don't. Colts 2.5-point favorites at Chicago. I kind of feel like I almost want to take the Bears inside of 3.
Man, I'm getting beat up betting against the Bears, so I'm not interested in betting on them. I'm not all that interested in betting against them though right now.
Yeah. Saints 4.5 at Lions.
I kind of want to go with the Lions.
I kind of want to go with the Lions, too. Cardinals -4 at Panther. I think Cardinals got their bad game in last week.
I think it's a buy low, sell high. I like the Cardinals.
Jaguars +3.
What's the total on that?
Oh, 52.
I'll take an under there.
I'll take an under on that, too. I like the under there. The Jaguars +3 at Bengal.
I'll take the Jags.
Give me the Jags. Yeah, I kind of like that number. And I know, again, that's a everybody's Bengals winning and tied the Eagles. Eagles are playing like garbage right now. And the Jags are coming off their one really awful game. They played pretty well the first 2 weeks, and they've got extra time off. Give me Jaguar. Browns +5 at Cowboys.
I think it's got to be the Cowboys here.
Yeah, this is the kind of team that the Cowboys humiliate. So
if they don't, then hell, they're in the same boat as the Eagles. They're in trouble.
Well, and it's not going to matter because all those teams in that division suck so bad. It's not going to take much to get to the playoffs if you're the Cowboys. Seahawk minus 7 at Dolphin. Man. It's a noon game, too.
What's the total?
54 and a half.
God.
And they're
getting you on that.
They're good at this, aren't they?
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's going to be an easy over because the Dolphins are so crappy on offense. But no, that game's a total pass for me.
I'm going to stop trying to bet against the Buccaneers, but I want to here. Chargers plus 7.5 outside of the 7. I just, Bucks keep bending me over, so I'm staying away from it.
Yeah, probably wise. I thought the Bucks would be a good fade candidate early as well, and they've been pretty solid.
Ravens minus 13 against the Washington football team.
Man. 13's too many. What's the total there?
47.
I'll go under 47.
I kind of have a feeling that the Ravens are going to come back and put a hurt on somebody after what happened to them last night. But, I mean, 13's too many to give up.
Yeah.
How about Giants plus 13 against the...
It's not really even a road game.
Right, right.
I mean, it's a bus ride, yeah. Literally.
They're just going from the crappy part of town to the almost as crappy part of town.
Yeah.
Giants plus 13 against the Rams.
Oh, boy.
They really want you to bet the Giants, don't they?
They do, and I won't do it.
Can't do it. Patriots plus 7 at Kansas City.
I'll probably take the Chiefs.
I think I will, too, although I kind of have that... You know,
look what the Chiefs just did to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but
is Cam Newton going to be way different?
I do think the Patriots are doing a better job with this offense than I was expecting, and I know that Belichick will have a game plan that'll make it more difficult. But I also kind of think the Chiefs were really geared up this week. Now, great teams can get to that level pretty much whenever they want. But I could see them bouncing a little bit and still winning 31-28 or something, which wouldn't cover the 7. Bills minus 3 at the Raiders. Kind of like the Bills a lot.
I like the Bills too.
Eagles plus 7 at the 49ers.
Another bad team they're trying to get you to take points with against the 49ers, huh?
Yeah, not me.
I'll take the Niners.
I will too. I might keep an eye on that. It's not going to drop under 7, though, because San Francisco is a popular team when it comes to betting.
But you know what? The last two weekends, people have been running to the window to put money on the Jets and the Giants against them. They probably feel stupid about it now is the problem.
Yeah, and that's the Sunday night game. And then Monday night, Falcons plus 7.5 against the Packers.
Yeah, give me the Falcons like an idiot.
Give me the over 58.
That's the easy play.
58,
yeah.
And I'm still like, oh, I'll eat that, no problem. So, there you go. That's your lines. Well, that's your NFL lines. I mean, there's a few college games of note if we want to look at those, but I would have to call those up. Unless you want to get into the presidential debate odds tonight, there might be something you want to bet.
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah. What color tie and things like that.
Well, we've got like what will Trump or Biden say first, law and order or police reform?
It depends on that's like saying who's going to score first, whoever wins the tip. All right.
Will Donald Trump say Sleepy Joe?
Of course he will.
That's minus 300. That's good value.
Yes.
That's great value. Will he mention Joe Biden's basement?
I'll go no.
Plus 155. How many times will Trump say China over or under 6.5?
Under.
Under is plus 155.
Really?
I actually
Trump
like that.
Trump has to say it, right?
Right, Trump has to say it.
Yeah, I think I'll go under.
Will Donald Trump say anarchists?
No.
Plus 250. I think you should put together a parlay of these.
Yeah, you should.
How many times will Donald Trump say Antifa over under 4.5? I'll take under. It's one,
I think under, too.
Minus 160. How many times will Donald Trump say Portland?
Over
two
one and a
half. 2.5 is the number.
I'll go over. Or I'll go under.
I'll
that.
Go under. That's plus 155.
I thought it was going to be over or under 1.5.
Because I could see him saying, like, those people on the West Coast. Yeah, I could see him saying something like that, not even mentioning Portland. Let's see. All these are Will Donald Trump say law and order? Yes, minus 1,100. No, plus 550. If you think he's not going to say that?
Nah.
And it's, the over-under on that is 3.5 on how many times he says it. Again, I'd lean under, plus 110. Will Joe Biden say very fine people?
No.
Yes, plus 100. No, minus 140.
I'll take no.
So all of that you can bet on my bookie.
Of course you can.
How about that? So that's where all those numbers are coming from. If you want to get in on the action on that tonight, if you want to wait and get in on the action on football, if you want to play some of the baseball, whatever you want to bet, it's all right there at my bookie. And it's really cool. When you bet, you win, they pay. It's that simple. A lot of these sites, putting your money in is half the gamble. That's not the case with my bookie. Easy payouts, easy deposits. I've never had any issue getting my money out of there whenever I've had a withdrawal. And you can bet whatever you want. Parlays, the in-game betting is one of my favorite things. And now that the hockey's over, I'll shift it over to football. But you can get in there and see how the game's going and make bets in-game. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. So enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. They'll match your first deposit 100%. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
Stop for a spark, but I buy you with a by the sky. Low clouds, mesmerized, my low eyes, floating on the doja. I'm breezing, now I'm feeling for some lunch. Tacos a go-go, digested with the roll of the stroll. Then I'm back on the road. Where to next on this Sunday afternoon? It's looking like it's gonna rain soon. So I'ma hit the highway and glide at a cool 55 with nothing on my mind but the blessings of life.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I think it was CBS Sports did the 10 best World Series matchups that we want to see.
Yeah.
I want to be curious whether you agree with them or not.
Okay.
Number 10, Yankees versus Cubs.
Pass.
Number 9, Cleveland versus the Reds. That's an interstate World Series matchup. So, yeah, enough people don't care about this as it is. Let's make it a deal.
Let's make it only people in Ohio.
Yeah. White Sox versus Braves.
The Braves don't interest me.
Okay. Astros versus Dodgers?
Yes.
That would be fun. That should be much higher than 7th, by the way, just for all the stuff surrounding it. Rays versus Dodgers?
Yes.
White Sox versus Cubs?
Yes.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Ohio, but a Chicago battle would be pretty cool. Yankees versus Dodgers?
Obviously.
Yeah, that should be one. Cleveland versus the Padres is 3.
No.
No, that needs to be way lower. Athletics versus the Dodgers is 2.
No.
And number 1, White Sox versus Padres.
That's my number 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see Fernando Tatis in there.
Good young teams. I'm down for that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's who they list as the 10 best. Another thing, just a couple of other things we didn't get to yesterday. Did you see that Juan Soto became the youngest player to win the NL batting title? I bet you can't guess how old he is.
29.
21-year-old Juan Soto. Not like we were reminded enough of that last year.
Yeah.
And then DJ LeMahieu also won. He's now won in both leagues. So
that's pretty impressive.
So there's a new hotel, I guess, in Vegas, the Circa.
Circa's been there.
Has it?
Yeah.
I thought they were
the ones that's the place that puts out the early lines on college football.
I don't know if that's the same place. This is like a big brand new super place because they're saying it opens October 28th.
That might be the, so they were opening an adults only one, I think. like with a pool that actually has, they have a pool. If I'm trying to remember the article, this was a couple months ago that I had sent it off. They have a pool with a giant TV screen that they're going to start showing gate, like the feature games for football. So you could basically swim up to the bar and place your bet mid game.
It's on Fremont.
Find out.
Now it says open Circa Resort and Casino opens October 28th.
It was previously occupied by the Mermaid's Casino.
Okay, so they're
and the Glitter Gulch Strip Club.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely appealing.
All right.
No, yes.
The sports book has been open.
Right.
The they're now building.
Boy, this
hotel
looks nice though for downtown.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not. I mean, I probably won't read it until after the show. But thank you. I mean, I'll read it at some point. Just, yeah. Well, they keep showing these commercials for it. And I'm like, what the hell? And it looks fantastic. So, I never went to Mermaids, I don't think.
You never went to a Glitter Gulch strip club?
No, the only strip club I ever went to was at, is it Olympic Gardens?
Okay. You ever been to the Rhino?
No.
Me neither.
No. But that was like in, again, this would have been 90s.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, the first adults only resort and casino in Vegas, and they're going to have a 14 million pixel screen, TV screen.
Ooh, fancy.
That you can watch from the pool.
I like that. Yeah, I like the idea of adults only. I mean, in theory.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Now, they're obviously spending some money on advertising because I've seen it now like four times. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I'm sort of in the back of my mind getting this Vegas itch again. Just very slowly, it's kind of creeping in. And I see a little Vegas thing and my head pops up. And like the fights last week, my head pops up a little bit. I'm like, maybe do a weekend. So, it would be cool for you guys to host a contest where your listeners pick against the lines weekly. I bet you guys have created some sharp betting minds within your audience. Yeah, we don't really have anything to give them.
Yeah, I mean,
Granado does that.
Yeah, Granado kind of does that thing. So I would just, I think one of these years maybe we'll put together, maybe next year I'll get my bookie to do a super contest for listeners. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think we can put that together. But it's probably too late to do it this year. But I'll get with them, assuming they're still doing business with us and we're all still alive in a year. But that would be the way to do it, is we'll do have them set up a super contest, like $50, and everybody plays all year. That's a good idea.
Yep.
So when will the Sports Map Sportsbook be? It's not a sportsbook. It's Sports Map Bets. It's going to be a betting site, but not where you can bet. It's going to be content. It's going to be picks. It's going to be videos. It's going to be all kinds of cool stuff. Phase one should be ready pretty soon. Phase two will happen. I'm still working on investors for that, but it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And I don't want to put any time frame on these things because this is now the third website that I've launched, and they're never on time, no matter how much you want. I'm sure you had the same thing with Cage Door, with the technical aspects of it are always way behind.
Yeah.
So, I can't give you an actual time frame yet, but it'll happen sooner rather than later. And we're in good shape on it. Jerry's got a lot of stuff ready for it. We're ready to go. It's going to be badass. I know people are excited about it, but it won't happen tomorrow. Just say that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And there's one other thing I wanted to get to, and I can't find it on here now. Oh, by the way, your new AP Top 25, the Pac-12 teams are back. Remember they were doing Top 25s and they were leaving the Big Ten in there? And then, we're not playing. And then somebody bitched about it, so they took them out. Now they had to put them back. So, some differences. Penn State was number 10 initially. They're now 7. Or no, they're 10 now. They were 7. Oregon had been 9 in the preseason. They're 14. Wisconsin, number 12 in the preseason, 19 now. They all went down. I don't know why. Because a lot of these teams lost.
Yeah.
Michigan was 16 in the preseason. They're 23rd now. Not making it back in were Southern California, preseason 17.
Okay.
Minnesota, preseason 19. Utah, preseason 22. And Iowa, preseason 24. Very strange.
That is odd.
So, anyway, they're all back, and we're close to normal. As long as we don't get COVID cancellations from bad tests like we did with Georgia State the other day, then hopefully we'll start getting some football going. As a UH fan, I'm kind of like, really?
Yeah. I don't know if they're ever going to play.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think so. But, I mean, they'll probably play before the Pac-12, so there's that.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Hey, how long do we have in this segment? Can I tell you a quick story I found today?
Sure.
About a guy in England where apparently getting escorts is not that big of a deal.
Right. Well, most countries it's not.
His job sends him away for long periods of time. And he decided he wasn't into dating. He didn't want to have, like, to try to nurture a relationship. But, of course, he liked having sex. So it was like, you know, escorts are great because there's no real, like, there's no strings attached. You get yours and then they're out of there.
Something to be said for that. I'm not going to lie.
He says, I always book escorts, no matter when I'm stationed or where I'm stationed with the Army. When I last came home after being injured, I couldn't wait to book someone. And he was on this site where just photos of a body. You couldn't see her face.
Okay.
But it did say she was an older woman. And when she came over, he opened the door. It was his best friend's mom.
Oh.
And he says, I thought to myself, bleep, this is awkward. But she took control of the situation. She proceeded with the appointment like they didn't even know each other. There wasn't much talking going on. They got right to it. No messing about. And after they finished, they addressed the issue of mutual understanding that it had to be a secret.
Okay.
Which, of course, now he's told a website.
Right. So it's just not a secret.
And he's decided he's never going to tell his friend about what happened. He says, I don't know how to even start that conversation. The fact I've seen her on several occasions since would also make it 100 times worse for obvious reasons. But to make things even more awkward, he knows that his buddy uses the same escort service. So that could eventually...
He's probably going to run into his... This seems a little weird, though, that you can't see your face.
Hey, well, he says it's not like that for every girl.
Okay.
It's just this one in particular was body only, and he was like, oh.
Hmm.
But I guess if your mom shows up as the hooker, she can always pretend like she's just making a house call and just to visit on you. And you'd be like, Mom, get out of here. I got someone coming over.
Yeah, I got stuff coming. And then when it doesn't show up, you get suspicious. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, let me tell you guys about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's the website where you'll go to get the best basketball goal in the entire world. I know it's the best because I've got one at my house. And I was hesitant to put one up because often you'll drive by a house and you'll see an old, busted up, raggedy goal out front. Well, the good news is that's never going to happen with Pro Dunk Hoops because you've got a rust-free finish. It's not going to rust. It's not going to bend because the steel is 75% thicker than the other guy's stuff. And it really does look amazing. It's professionally made, and it is a pro standard hoop. If the backboard breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. They've got something to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard, whatever you need. They've got you covered. And, guys, they are all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle, so all ages can play, all ages can have fun, and that's what's important. Check them out, ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
home for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis is ESPN 97.5.
And Soccer Matters is tonight with Glenn Davis, the greatest soccer show ever. I mean, it's not even close. There's not a second. Everyone else is number two. All right. Can we do a little Hey Man Bleep That to wrap up?
Sure can.
Is that another touchdown or was that a home run or was that a replay?
It was another touchdown. No, I think it was a home run. That's the first one.
Okay.
I can go first. This is becoming a problem, especially in Texas. College towns are becoming basically the number one hotspot for COVID stuff. And, like, particularly these towns that they don't do anything. Like, it's mostly college kids. Like, the biggest percentage of the population either lives or attends or works at the college. Like, Lubbock, Texas is really bad right now. College Station is really bad right now. Yet you see these college kids, they seem like they're the least concerned about anything that's going on. And I don't know how your kids are right now.
They're both really paranoid. Okay. Like, well, even Katie is just like, I'm not going out and doing it. Because like, they're having parties and stuff there, and she's just not doing it because she's practicing social distancing. She's barely getting out of her dorm room. So,
well, that's good. But it seems like it seems like these peaks are coming from again. The people are least concerned. And of course, I mean,
it's probably the lowest impact on them too, though.
Yeah, but it's still going to make the overall numbers go up, and then it gets passed around. So to you wild ass college kids throwing parties and stuff like that, tailgating, I say, hey, man, that.
All right. Yeah. You know, I like to ride my bike and try to be cognizant of traffic and things like that. I also like to run and try to be cognizant of things there. Well, the city just put in a really nice new bike lane right in front of my house on Polk Street. Redid the whole street, repaved it, and has bike lanes on both sides now.
Okay.
And a newly paved road. And they've got the little armadillos between the road and the bike lane. And can I just do a little PSA here? If you're riding a bike, you have a bike lane. Ride in the bike lane. Do not ride in the street. And slow up traffic because those guys are, you know, now they don't have as much room because your bike lane is taking up a big chunk. So just stay in your bike lane. If you're one of those people who are renting those scooters, which there's a scooter place by us now that and I see them all the time, use the bike lane. Don't get in the road, especially at night. Car will not see you, turn you into toast. If you're a jogger, don't go in the bike lane. You have what's called a sidewalk. I mean, I have seen all of this, man. And then on top of all that, I see people going the wrong direction in the bike lanes. Like, you're supposed to go with the traffic, right? And it's just like, we've got this nice, cool thing here now. It's a perfect setup. And half of you idiots are still riding in the street, or you're jogging in it, or, you know, and by the way, some of the cars are bouncing into the bike lane. So it's everybody's fault. You all suck. To that, I say, hey, man. That
a 27-year-old in France is complaining that he got fired as a kindergarten teacher, and I sent you this article. I think.
Yeah, I saw. Today.
Complain after they get fired, though.
Well, dude is literally covered almost every inch of his skin in tattoos, like to the point where he's even had the whites of his eyeballs inked so that they're completely black.
Ugh.
Now. I don't care if you want to do that on your own. Like, that's your prerogative if you want to get that inked up. But you cannot be surprised when you have, like, there's no way to cover up all your tattoos and you're expecting to teach kindergartners who are, one, already going to look at you like you're the devil because they're 5 years old. But two, parents aren't going to be okay with it because they want to set a decent example for their kids, not, hey, just go and completely ink up your whole body. So you made the choices to get all of that done. That's fine. But make sure you have a career path where it's not going to interfere. For right. that, hey, man, f*** that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of jobs that you're not going to be able to get if you do that. I mean, appearance in the workplace, sometimes that matters. But you know what? You can probably work in a tattoo shop.
You can.
Yeah.
But what if you're not a good artist?
Martin. Well, you could be assistant. So, yeah, I've been getting frustrated because somebody's going to get killed on my street, and I'm going to be on my balcony and see it happen. And as much as I like seeing, like, it was funny as hell to me when that really large person crashed her scooter in front of me. As long as she wasn't hurt, right? She was able to bounce up.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. But one of these idiots is going to get run into a car, and it's going to be ugly.
Dude, every day I leave this place, there's someone driving the wrong way on this street.
Oh, I know. I know.
That's going to happen here.
Well, that's another downtown problem. Downtown and here, it's wrong. I mean, it just happens all the time. But we haven't had a lot of that because, I mean, this is a two-lane road. It's clearly marked. But what is starting to happen now is people on the side streets, because there's no lights or just stop signs, they'll try to speed real fast in front of cars. And if you don't see them, I mean, we've had 3 or 4 accidents down there in the last month and a half. And that's with no traffic, really, because everybody's on the Rona. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow. We won't be pushed back by the Astros. Stick around. Hear my man Glenn Davis, the greatest soccer mind in the world. He's terrific. He's the best. There's good and bad soccer on both sides. Glenn's going to bring you all of it. Great job, Hoffman. Great job, Aaron. Guess what? We'll do this bitch again tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.